Hey there, I'm Beth Donaldson, an entrepreneur that puts hustle and heart into everything I do. The Hustle and Heart podcast will give you real and raw advice about overcoming and embracing failures, challenges, and obstacles in order to climb to the top. But it all begins with you. Listen in to each episode to harness your power and achieve more than you ever thought possible. Get ready to own it all because you deserve it. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Hustle and Heart podcast. This is your host, Beth Donaldson, and I'm just curious, have you ever felt like your brain is just trying to tie itself in knots? Well, today we're going to be diving into the fascinating world of life's paradoxes, where I talk about the mind-bending world of paradoxical statements and situations. Paradoxes aren't just intellectual puzzles. They can actually reveal fascinating truths about the universe, language, and even ourselves. These seemingly contradictory truths can leave us scratching our heads, but they hold immense wisdom. So buckle up as we explore some mind-bending realities that can actually empower and help us navigate life's complexities a little bit better. So get ready to have your mind blown as I explore the perplexities of paradoxes. So here we go. So first, I want to talk about the strength paradox. This one is so interesting because oftentimes you're going to feel weak before you feel stronger. And that aligns really with anything in life, any kind of faucet of where you're trying to grow, whether it's mental, physical, emotional. But oftentimes when you're working through those and trying to gain strength, you are going to feel your weakest at that time until you build that momentum and build that muscle, whether it's memory muscle, physical muscle. So if you even think about maybe when you level up your workout or start working out for the first time, or maybe change your workout routine from just cardio to weight training or Pilates or running, you're oftentimes just going to feel so weak before you feel stronger. But that is what pushes you to that next level to gain that strength. So it's just really interesting to think about how one day you feel kind of just weak mentally or physically, and whatever the case may be. But when you really work for it, and again, it's all about working for it and working towards that goal, and the small wins add up to the big wins. So one day your body changes and you can push it more and you notice physical changes in it, or with mental strength, the same is true. If you face a fear and you gain that mental strength through different avenues, whether that is reading or meditation or physically doing something and taking action when you're scared, you're going to build that momentum and ultimately become strong. And hopefully the goal is to continue pushing to become better and gain more strength. So I love that paradox because it's so true that oftentimes, you know, every expert was once a beginner. And once you build that momentum and continue going, you feel stronger. And it's liberating and just really cool to watch and witness when it's yourself, or even when you're seeing it in a team member or a friend or your partner. It's really cool to see you go from 0 to 100, but it doesn't happen overnight. Let's also kind of dig into learning new things, how it can actually make you feel stupid, but it's making you smarter. So I love to learn and I embrace learning. I never feel like there's a moment where I can't continue to become better or learn more, whether that's in my industry or about myself even. And the more I learn, the more I realize how much I don't know. And embracing your own ignorance is where the secret's at, because we all have just, you know, this thought process and ways to do things because of habits or how we've learned it or what we've learned to date or what we've held back from. And being able to embrace your own ignorance and embrace lifelong learning will take you to that next level. And it's just so cool to see, because you look back and you're like, I mean, I don't know about you, but I definitely look back and sometimes wonder, like, how did I, you know, pivot in that moment? Or how did I learn from that mistake? Or how did I learn to innovate? And you do it by doing the work again. Like, a lot of these is just really thinking about how these paradoxes work in your favor if you apply it. And learning new things is going to make you just take things 10x in your life, because you're going to be able to innovate, you're going to be able to grow, and you're going to be able to feel smarter. And so I think that is super cool. We'll talk a little bit next about the investment paradox. So investing in yourself makes you feel broke in many minds, but that is far from the truth. So I can relate to this years ago, but now I am a true believer in investing in yourself constantly, financially, time, whatever the case may be, to become better. And oftentimes that makes you feel broke, like you're losing time, which is our most valuable asset. So whether that time is to commit X amount of time towards your physical well-being or your emotional well-being, or just investing that time towards your business or friendships, sometimes it can make you feel broke because time is so valuable. But also when it comes to even finances, oftentimes when you're investing in a business or you're investing in your mindset growth or your workout routine, whether that might be a gym membership, you know, sometimes you're like, I can't afford that. But in reality, we all know we will find a way to invest in things that matter to us. So when it comes to yourself specifically, make sure you are understanding that paradox, that investing yourself is actually making you wealthy. And that commitment is so, so important to really get far in life and live the life that you want. We'll talk a little bit too about this next one, the productivity paradox. So work longer, get less done. The Parkinson's law says that work expands the time available for completion. So when you establish fixed hours to your work, you find unproductive ways to fill it. So work like a lion instead. Sprint, rest, and repeat. So the way I look at this one is really just, you know, if you're saying, oh, I'm going to work this time to this time, and you're just filling it with things that are not getting you to the next place, just to fill in that time, then your productivity is going to be non-existent or close to. So it's really just important to focus on being productive with the things that you do and having a plan, because sometimes working less, if you have that solid plan and you're committed and not distracted during that time, is going to make you more productive than if you work longer hours and you have a lot of distractions and not a true plan. This next one is really fun and one of my favorites because it's something that I really have to be intentional about, and it's the speed paradox. Sometimes you have to actually slow down to speed up. So that means taking a few steps back once in a while to reflect and really think about, you know, what is the goal here? And let's refocus and recharge. And it's just about slowing down so you can actually end up speeding up. Slowing down can give you the time to be deliberate with your actions. It can give you the time to focus more, gather more energy, the energy you need to get the speed, and deploy your resources more efficiently and effectively. It also allows you to focus on leveraging return of investment and not just effort. So effort is extremely important, and I don't want to devalue, you know, effort, because that is so important in anything you do in life. But if you're just saying, oh, I did this, and again, filling that time with kind of that productivity paradox as well, then that's not going to really move the needle. So making sure you're focusing on the important things. And sometimes that means you need to slow down to gain that momentum and speed up and achieve your goals. And talking about gathering your energy, we'll kind of dive into the next one, which is one of my absolute favorites. And really cool to just kind of ponder on this one, the effort paradox. So sometimes you have to put in massive effort, or actually not sometimes, but all the time in my opinion, to make something appear effortless. And that's with the energy you put towards it, the effort you put towards it, because elegant performances are often the result of a large volume of effortful, gritty practice. Because the small things become the big things, and simple is far from simple. So I really love the effort paradox, because even though sometimes you'll look from the outside in to someone that's super successful or has a great marriage or has something going for them that you really admire and look up to, and they make it appear so effortless, but actually they're putting in massive work behind the scenes that many of us don't see. So the effort paradox is really cool, because we can make it look super effortless, but that's really because people don't see the blood, sweat, and tears that go into a lot of big things. And they don't understand that it's so important to celebrate the small wins, like the little wins every single day that put us to the next level and that really build up. And that is what builds up success. You know, it's the little things and doing them daily and creating those healthy habits to catapult to that next level. And that's what really compounds. So giving massive effort to appear effortless is pretty cool if you think about that deeply. Next up on the paradoxes of life is that the only certainty is that nothing is ever certain. So this realization almost makes my head explode, because I love certainty and I love to have a plan and know what's going on and project what is going to happen. And yes, we do have control over that to an extent by our daily action and habits and what we do and the effort we put in and those kind of things. But certainty is not a thing. And so it's kind of a scary thing to think about, but when you really embrace that, it's also, there's a lot of power in it as well, because embracing uncertainty can actually bring more clarity, and it forces you to step outside your comfort zone, explore new possibilities, and ultimately you may discover a path you may have never chosen or have seen or even considered. So this is very true in the business world. Things are constantly evolving and changing, and if you're not, then you're probably not going to find success. This is true in relationships. This is true with really anything in life. So embracing that and having the mindset to explore the possibilities that you're faced with is so powerful. And this next one has always been one that's been challenging for me when we're kind of talking about vulnerability. But the more honest you are about your faults and just things that you go through, the more people will think you're perfect, although none of us will ever be perfect. But the amazing thing about vulnerability is the more comfortable you are about not being the best or the greatest or perfect, the more people will think you are, because you're relatable. You're able to share your story, and we all have stories that are so, so powerful. And most people that I admire and look up to have extremely powerful stories that oftentimes include some of the biggest challenges, heartbreaks, obstacles, and those kind of things, and they've pushed through. So, you know, giving your story and sharing it with the world and being vulnerable. Vulnerability fosters good emotion and mental health. Vulnerability is also a huge sign of courage. We become more resilient and brave when we embrace who we truly are and what we feel. So embracing yourself, being able to share your story. And yes, there's going to be times and things that you go through that you're not going to share with the world, or you may only share with certain people. But just having the courage to be yourself and be vulnerable about the things you face in life, you know, if you need help, what you need next and opening up to the world of who you truly are can really, really catapult you to the next level and also just be so empowering internally that it just feels so freeing to be able to be yourself and to open up and share your world and your experiences with others. And you may change many lives in that process, which is what's really cool about it. This next one is a really cool paradox and just something that if you're able to embrace it can really change your mindset and outlook on life. And it's all about losing is actually winning. So losing some battles actually leads us to better outcomes in the grand scheme of things and the bigger picture. Like losing an argument can result in personal growth or a stronger relationship with that person, because it's not about an argument. It's about a conversation, different perspectives, and just meeting in the middle, perhaps having conversations, difficult conversations. A few episodes back, I did an episode about difficult conversations with Erica Sinner. And, you know, just because you don't see eye to eye with someone or necessarily win the outcome of whatever the discussion was, does not mean you're losing. And if you embrace that, you're really able to grow. You can also gain new perspectives and just learn from your mistakes. If you're losing, if you feel like you lost, you know, something with your business, for example, or maybe you're in a sport and you lost the game, like being able to learn from those, to grow and to ultimately win is what it's all about. So it's all about where you're learning and growing, evolving, and ultimately people either give up or they grow. And this topic to me is so inspiring because I've had a lot of losses in my life. And when I look back at what those, you know, were at the time, they were huge heartbreaks and disappointments and challenges. But when I look back, it all comes together. And when you see how things had to play out to really get that win, it makes sense. Sometimes it doesn't, most of the time it doesn't make sense in the moment, and we're all human. But if you really can understand that mentality that losing is actually winning, if you're able to embrace it in the proper way and learn from it and lean into it, you're going to win huge in life. And that is what it's all about. The next fun paradox we have to discuss is all about listening. So the quieter you become, the more you can hear. And we all know when we actively listen and refrain from speaking, you can catch the subtle details, the underlying emotions, and the valuable insights that you may have missed otherwise in a conversation or situation. And those things are so important in life to level up and to be the best version of yourself. Details are huge. Underlying emotions and, you know, that nonverbal communication. So the quieter you are, the more you gain a deeper understanding of people, your surroundings, and that all enhances your perception, your knowledge, and your empathy. So by listening rather than talking, you're actually giving something valuable to the person who's speaking, number one, especially if you're really taking in what that person is saying and not thinking about something else. So the speaker will absolutely appreciate that gift and you can create a great relationship and bond. Surely there's also, of course, drawbacks if one is too quiet and not assertive enough. So talking too little can also be counterproductive, of course, but you know what they say, we have two ears and one mouth for a reason. So we should listen twice as much as we talk. Talk less and be heard more. Let's talk now about the constant change paradox. The only constant is change. And it's one of those little statements that really feels profound, but doesn't actually mean much. But it's still true. So When you are finished changing, you have finished, or finished embracing change, or knowing that change is just a part of life. The only constant in life is change. So it's the one thing we can always count on. I would just really encourage you to embrace it, be dynamic, and be adaptable, because that's what's going to help you rise up with the constant change in life. Let's talk about letting go in life. This is kind of one of my favorites because I've always been a bit of a control freak. So letting go can be difficult for me, but the more you're able to let go, so letting go feels counterintuitive and, feels like it can stifle progress, but sometimes the best way to move forward is to surrender to the flow and trust the process. There's so many times that I thought it had to go another way, or was sure this was the direction it was supposed to go, or move this quickly for getting, achieving certain goals. And just letting go and surrendering allows you to adapt to unexpected situations and embrace the twists and turns of the journey. Because I am here to tell you, there's going to be a lot of twists and turns. And if you're not willing to lean into that and really gain momentum from that opportunity of letting go. And when I say going with the flow, by no means mean just letting things happen, because they won't. You have to take the action, and you do need to have that sense of control of your goals and a plan and, again, take that massive action, but just trusting the process and letting go when it's time to move forward in a different direction is extremely important to your growth, both personally and professionally. And now we get to talk about the failure paradox. This one is so interesting because you have to fail more to succeed in life. Every single person that's successful in anything in life, in any facet of life, has failed more. So our greatest moments of growth often stem from our greatest failures. So don't fear the failure, but just learn to fail smart and fast and move on and adapt and change and grow and learn from it and adjust from it. The more you fail, the more likely you are to succeed, I promise you, as long as you don't give up. You've probably heard of many of them from, extremely successful entrepreneurs or professional sports, and maybe people you personally know. But even Michael Jordan got cut from his high school team. So success comes from improvement, and improvement comes from failure. There's absolutely no shortcut around it. End of story, no shortcut. So just embrace those failures and learn to fail fast and smart and move forward and keep going and don't give up. And lastly, we're going to talk about the growth paradox. I love talking about growth with your mindset, with your health, with your wellness, emotionally, physically, spiritually. It's all about growth and achieving the best version of yourself, which I'm truly passionate about and obsessed with doing, not only myself, but helping others as well. And growth takes a much longer time than you would ever think. And then it happens so much faster than you ever thought it would once you look back. So it's a beautiful thing. And, when you look back, you feel like growth happens gradually, but then it's all of a sudden. Like all of a sudden, you feel like you're there. And of course, the goal, or my goal, when I kind of achieve whatever that goal or growth was, of course, I continue to want to be better, because growth is not linear, in my opinion, and I always want to become better. But when you realize this, you begin to do things completely different. So there you have it, the next episode of Hustle and Heart, a whirlwind tour of some fascinating paradoxes that shape our lives in mysterious ways. Remember, life's contradictions are opportunities for growth and self-discovery.
embrace the complexities, relish the contradictions, and navigate the paradoxes with grace and curiosity. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to tune in next month for more intriguing discussions on success, business, and personal development. And be sure to share this episode with a friend. Until then, keep hustling with heart. See you soon.
There you have it, another episode of Hustle and Heart. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on your app and connect with me on social media so you don't miss a beat. I'll see you next time on the Hustle and Heart podcast.